Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
The papers can't seem to get enough of Love Hate. We can't seem to get enough of Love Hate. No one can. All week we've seen it in headlines and anywhere else in commentary pieces, and on it went. But of course there are lots of reasons why so many people have been glued to their screens. There's great acting, super drama, amazing production values, excellent writing. But there's also the shock factor, the controversy, that element that has you talking about it the next morning and has kept newspapers busy for the last few months. But shock tactics, of course, are nothing new in television, and pushing boundaries is something that television as a medium has always been excellent at doing, whether it be to satirise or to provoke debate or to have us all rushing to ask our friends, did you see that last night? Fiona Flynn is with Entertainment. She's been looking at some of the best examples of television controversy over the years. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
So, is it hard to be controversial on television? I mentioned Love Hate, obviously. That just caught the imagination because it was pretty controversial.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. It's getting more difficult to be controversial because, you know, back in the day, anything or everything was controversial, you know, even kind of, especially in Ireland, if there was even a sniff of anything to do with like sexual relations or, you know, slagging out someone off, it was, you know, slammed immediately. But nowadays, I mean, all the rules have gone out the window on television, and I think TV writers have embraced that. Yeah. So they know they can show anything. They can show someone being murdered. They can show someone being raped. They can show, you know, main characters can die. It's not, you know, whereas TV in previous years or previous decades in the 90s and that just wasn't allowed. And the viewer kind of had that sort of almost understanding with the person making the show that, you know, well, you can't do that to us. That's just, it's not on. Whereas nowadays it's anything goes. So yeah, I think boundaries have been pushed so far that you kind of don't want to get to the point where everything comes a bit kind of gratuitous. Sorry.
Yes, yeah.
But it is kind of, that's a fear, I guess. I mean, you kind of wonder sometimes, is it better to kind of pull back and leave stuff more to people's imagination rather than to kind of explicitly show this stuff?
Yeah, physically. Because, I mean, I think from talking to people all week, people are still talking about Fran and the snooker cue.
Yes.
And that horrific scene. Now, that was, I don't know if it was controversial, possibly, but I know it was shocking.
Yeah.
And you would think, just when you think you're unshockable.
Exactly.
And maybe it's because of the character or the type of program it is. I mean, if you watch a schlocky horror, you'd expect all of that to happen.
Yeah, you kind of know when you're going into it.
Yeah, it's perception based as well, isn't
it? Exactly. Yeah. Like when you're watching Love Hate, you know there is, people always say it even when they're watching, you're on tender hooks the entire hour because you don't know what Stuart Caroline is going to throw at you next. You know, you don't know how it's going to go, and you know bad things can happen, and they can happen around any corner. But the Fran thing, I guess it was horrendous, to be honest. It was one of the first times in a long time where I was literally kind of closing my eyes and my hands over my ears, just wanting it all to go away.
Yeah.
So it was, it was controversial, but I don't think at any point did Stuart Carlin sit down and go, I'm going to write something very controversial for that episode. I think he was, you know, dealing with, you know, gang rape in prison, and they tried to handle it as sort of, as best they could, really, you know,
it
and
all
they
fit.
Talked about it afterwards.
It wasn't inappropriate, bizarrely.
Exactly. It was part of the whole kind of story, I guess, of Fran's character, the kind of taking down of Fran's character in, I guess, you know, a horribly violent, horrendous way. But it kind of fit in the story of Love Hate, you know. I mean, I guess what they're trying to get across is that, like, at the end of the day, this doesn't pay. This life is, you know, not one to live.
When we talk about all the boxes, The Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, House of Cards, The Wire, The Sopranos, were they controversial or were they just sublime television experiences?
I think they were both. I think they were great television experiences. Again, I think they were controversial, but I suppose the interesting thing with the box sets and, like, say, stuff like The Wire, there was no sort of the next day after we all watched it, you know? It was just sort of like with The Wire, everyone watched it at different times, everyone watched it. So you kind of more talked about it with people down the pub. But whereas I guess with, say, the shows like, you know, that you can see on a weekly basis, like that with Love Hate, there is that moment where, like, everyone can stop everything and go, did you see that last night? Whereas a lot of the time with, like, you know, like, even I suppose Game of Thrones would be kind of similar to that because people are watching it on a week by week basis, you know. I mean, you can download it, but it's still, so I think it kind of causes that moment where everyone can sort of globally react to it.
Well, that's the thing. There was figures pointing out that things like, I mean, I know it sounds very unhumble to say, but the late, and I'm saying it on the basis that it's an appointment to watch TV where everyone's watching it together and saying, tweeting and whatever, going, because you can't download it before. You can't, you know, pirate it.
Or yes, yes.
And equally with love, hate. That's probably why that Monday morning at work thing.
Yeah.
It's quite 80s.
It's exactly. I mean,
it's quite an unusual thing to
happen. It is
to
very
happen.
Unusual for that to happen now. But I think that's what causes, like, that's why the newspapers are covering it. That's why, I mean, even in Entertainment.ie.
We're all in this together.
Exactly. Everyone is in it together and everyone wants to talk about it. So I think that kind of does, you know, kind of go hand in hand with why we reacted so badly to it, or not so badly, but so intensely to it, you know?
I made a commitment to myself in a pop cultural sense recently, which was I watched a few years ago every single box set of Sex and the City.
Oh, wow.
Trying to get into the mind
of
women. So this week I said, okay, I'm now going to watch Lena Dunham, Girls, and I bought her book yesterday when I was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to see the modern woman, I'm intrigued to know what's going through their head.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't kind of probably get too much out of them face to face, but I can try and read and watch. So I watched 4 episodes of season 1 last night of Girls, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's very good.
Love New York. Loved the sassy writing.
Yeah.
I loved the fact that they had they were big and small and blemished.
All shapes and
sizes. Yeah, it wasn't that stupid. Everyone's gorgeous stuff on TV, which isn't
and everyone's
real.
Like spending their money on Manolo Blahnik and all that kind of thing.
Exactly.
It's very much like the average girl.
I loved it. Is it controversial or is it considered to be?
It is, I guess, in terms of, I think I remember even the difference between, like, say, Sex and the City and Girls, and that, like, even how they kind of sort of covered sex scenes. You know, like Sex and the City obviously was controversial because of what they showed. I think Girls do it in a very much grittier way.
Much
you know?
Grittier way.
Like, it's very much like almost like Sex and the City was sort of like, it was all, you know, I don't know. I want to say like
stylized.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the best way of putting it.
Because
whereas Girls is almost like cringe. It's almost too kind of.
You almost feel like you're sitting in the bathroom watching them through the crack
or
of the door.
You're in the room with them and you're just like, I don't know if I
don't
want to
see that arse. I can't. You know, that's between you guys.
Exactly.
You know, it's like your flatmates or something.
Yeah, it's just awkward, but at the same time, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but it takes some guts on her part to be naked.
Oh, I know. I mean,
and literally to put her in that position or whatever position she happens to be in a given episode. But I thought it was witty, and it was Judd Apatow, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is involved, so that's always a good sign. But it was, I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it. I really enjoyed.
No, it is. It's very good now, yeah. It has moments of, you know, controversy, as we said, but I think they're all kind of like that. I don't think with a lot of these programs, they're not, you know, as opposed to maybe soaps or something like that, they're not kind of saying, let's try and be controversial, let's cause a reaction. It's more like they can do it now. The writing is there. So why not show everything that happens in the real world on TV?
Exactly. Have soaps done everything now? I mean, have they gone everywhere?
Kind of have.
Is there anywhere left for them to go?
They've covered everything, you know. I mean, there was a big story recently in EastEnders with Linda and her nephew, Dean. And that was kind of rape scene, which I guess they kind of are trying to now cover. They're kind of covering the same stories, but I guess in different ways and maybe more realistic ways. So I know even with Linda and Dean, the way they were handling that story, I mean, the Rape Crisis Centre themselves have said they handled it well.
Okay.
Because before they've done rape storylines on soaps, but they've kind of gone down the route of, you know, she reports it straight away, which is obviously what you should do. But this is kind of tackling all those people that don't report crimes and showing kind of how that will eat away at you and, you know, to the point
where... silent victim.
Yeah, the silent victim, exactly. So they're kind of tackling it now in different ways. I mean, like Coronation Street had a storyline last year about euthanasia with Hayley Cropper. So they're kind of, I guess that the whole thing with soaps is they have to be reflective of the society people are living in. So they haven't really run out of storylines. They just sort of have maybe gotten better at telling the stories.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Comedy wise, I mean, I love comedy, but if it's funny, there's nothing worse than unfunny comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But who have we got that in the world of comedy that can still stoke a little controversy if needs be?
I guess in comedy wise at the moment, a lot of the stuff is with animation, I guess, you know, like the likes of South Park and Family Guy.
I love Family Guy. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, but they get away with murder. Yeah. Like, literally can do whatever they want.
I love that. Why is that?
Because it's animated characters,
but at the same time,
I mean, South Park have all gotten in trouble in the past, and so have the likes of The Simpsons. I mean, with South Park, there was that whole episode, I think it was called Super Best Friends.
Right.
I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was when they had all the religious leaders from all around the world, and there was like Islamist death threats because they were showing Muhammad, and of course that was around the time of the cartoon characters and the big problem with them drawing the Muhammad character.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, that episode was then withdrawn. There's another thing with Simpsons where they went to Brazil and like the Rio de Janeiro tourist board like threatened to sue Fox. So I guess they can still get in trouble, but these shows have gotten so big now that no one would even dare go up against them. But the great thing is they can be funny, but also say things that people wouldn't necessarily get away with saying if they were in human form, probably.
Exactly. Now, just talk show wise, let's finish our chat on the episode of the Jenny Jones Show called "Same Sex Secret Crushes," because that takes controversy to another world.
Exactly. Well, this whole, like, I think Jerry Springer kicked things off with this kind of talk show. It was in the 1990s, and I guess everything in Jerry Springer was all about violence, and you know that's what they were basically doing from start to the end.
Yeah.
So like Jenny Jones and Ricky Lake and loads of them decided to basically imitate that. So their shows got more and more controversial. So they had an episode where it was same-sex crushes. So this guy came on basically and he was told that, like, okay, one of your friends has a crush on you, la 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 la. And then so his mate comes on, it's a bloke. It was a whole big thing on the show at the time. The aftermath of the show, your man who was told that his friend had a crush on him, I think he had some sort of mental issues as it was. He ended up murdering his friend. God. And this whole court case went, I mean, he was sentenced to, I think, life in prison. But the aftermath was then the family of the victim sued, or wanted to sue, the production company, saying, you know, that didn't know what he was getting himself into when he went on stage. The whole thing anyway ended up being thrown out, and it was kind of ruled that whatever happens to the guests after these shows means it's not their responsibility. But it's become a massive case, I think, even when people study in law in America, just because that point was made. It's like, well, you know, we can do whatever we want to them, but once they leave the studio, they're not our problem.
Duty of care. I mean, program makers have this responsibility.
Yeah, they should get it right on the night. Exactly.
Good Lord. That's certainly a lesson learned for a lot of people, I think.
Exactly.
Fiona, nice to see you.
You too.
Thanks indeed for coming in to see us today.